Well, they go to battle. They listen to the false prophets. And what happens? Well, Israel loses the battle. Poor Jehoshaphat had to flee for his life because he was the only one who had on the king's uniform. This fellow Ahab was a deceiver all the way through. He took off his royal robes and dressed like an ordinary soldier and riding along in his chariot, and he's attempting to flee. The battle seems to be over. Although we would say, using the common parlance of the street, that old Ahab set Jehoshaphat up as a clay pigeon to be slain in the battle. We are told in verse 30 of chapter 22 of 1 Kings, "And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel." Well, you see, the only man in the battle that has on king's robes is Jehoshaphat. And he's a marked man because Ahab has now disguised himself. And it just made the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, made him the real target, when actually it was not his fight at all. And he almost didn't come out of the battle. We are told, verse 32, "It came to pass when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat that they said, Surely it's the king of Israel." Well, he wasn't. He's the king of Judah. "And they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. Came to pass when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him." They were after the wrong man, and poor Jehoshaphat almost lost his life in the battle through the deception of Ahab.